I think it's important at this early stage that I tell the delegates that I will not be a candidate in the general election. I will not be seeking nomination. And if the party is serious about taking two seats in this election, I think they should have three candidates in the election. I think there's a huge geographical spread in Donegal. Of course, you have a huge Gaeltacht Donegal. You have the whole southwest Donegal. You have the whole area of Anishone, which in itself is the size of Minnesota County. And then you have the Letterkenny, wider Letterkenny area. So you have a huge population base. Letterkenny is the strong economic driver. It would be my preference that there would be a Letterkenny candidate. And a south-west Donegal probably candidate and an Anishinaabe candidate.
Now you're saying you back the party running three candidates in the next general election. Is there any candidates you would back in particular?
No, but by me doing this so now at a very early stage, it allows people the opportunity for thought, and I think there's good. There's plenty of time. I don't think there's anything we should ever rush, and I've said that from the outset. So it's a matter for people to do that.
The rumour mill regarding candidates running for Fianna Fáil in the next general election has been in full drive in County Donegal. We've had names like Mary Coughlin and Pat the Cope Gallagher have been fired about. Would you back any of them?
Well, I think rumours are rumours. What I said last night, it's time for a strategy. It's time for us to look at the strengths and the weaknesses in the party. I think in any organisation, you need to look at that going forward. And you need to look at what's in the best interest of the party. And what I'm doing at this stage is that I'm saying that's what we need to do, come up with a strategy. I'm prepared to be part of the team involved in that.
You say you're looking towards young, fresh blood, so this means you wouldn't back Pat the Cope Gallagher or Mary Coughlin then?
No, I didn't. I didn't say that, but I think maybe it's time for fresh energy. It's like a football team. Sometimes some of the people on the bench can make a huge contribution to the winning of the game. And that's where I think we're at as a party. At this stage, I'm not sure who's declared to go forward. I don't think anyone has actually officially declared, because the process hasn't started, the nominations hasn't opened, and that's why at a very early stage I have decided to make my position known at an early stage.
Now you're saying a Letterkenny TD who is young. It seems that you're pointing towards one person here.
Well, if it was a football team, I think in all football teams, you're always watching the underage structure coming through. You're watching what's coming through at minor level, under 21 level. If it's a business, you're always looking for fresh people coming through going forward. And I think a political party should be the same. That's how I feel personally. And I feel we have an awful lot of that energy out there at the moment. Let's just see what happens over the next number of weeks and months.
Councillor James Pat McDade is young. He's from the Letterkenny area. Is he someone you could see running?
I suppose that's something that James Pat would need to give careful consideration to himself.
Have you spoke about it with him?
I haven't spoke at length with him, because I suppose, to be fair, we had to make the decision to all the delegates last night. James is there, and he's a fine young man. He's a very able young man. But I suppose this is a decision that will take place among all the delegates over the next number of weeks and months. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
If Councillor McDade put his name forward, would you back him?
Yeah, well, I think at the end of the day, the delegates will decide, hopefully, who the candidate is going to be. As I said, I want to be part of that backroom team. I feel I have a contribution to make. I don't have to be a player on the pitch in doing that. I think I've demonstrated that in the past. I've demonstrated in 2011 general election, where our organisation here in Fianna Fáil worked very hard to secure the election of Charlie McConlogue at that time, which was very difficult for Fianna Fáil, and it was at a time when Fianna Fáil was getting a hammering all over the country. We managed to retain our seat here. I think at the last council election, we managed, through a very difficult election again, in the election of James Pat. So I think there's plenty of energy there. I want to see more of that, because Fianna Fáil needs to see more of that if we are to come back as a party.